You'd never know, looking at these new wood and brick townhomes across 5th Street in the heart of Kansas City, Kansas, that the block was once blighted homes and drug houses. The other thing you would never know is that it took John Harvey and his nonprofit redevelopment group City Vision days, weeks, even months to penetrate the bureaucracy to begin to get this work done.
And John Harvey says no commercial real estate will ever jump through the same hoops as City Vision, whose mission it is to clean up bad neighborhoods.
I mean, just to figure out the ownership and get control of the property, you may have to go to the Register of Deeds, you may have to go to the Tax Delinquent Real Estate Office, you might have to go to the Treasurer's Office, all just to get a hold of the property.
And there are the same kind of hassles filing for a small business license or a building permit. These are the kinds of inefficiencies Code for America wants to address. They want to post information and tools online that'll make it easier for us to be better citizens. I caught up with Andrew Hyder at a hackathon at the Kauffman Foundation one blizzardy Sunday in February. Hyder's a tow-headed 31-year-old, an urban planner and software designer who's created online maps for bike paths and city parks in the Bay Area, and he's one of 28 highly selective Code for America fellows. His Twitter handle, HackYourCity, reflects the communal ethos around here that the term hacking now has a positive connotation.
You take a system and maybe break it apart and find what pieces you could build for cheaper or easier. And then you put it back together in this new form that it's helped everyone out. You've left it better than you found it.
Code for America fellows are working on web-based improvements to the criminal justice system in New York and Louisville and in the areas of health and human services in San Mateo and San Francisco. In Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri, Andrew and two other fellows are looking at ways to spur economic development.
A lot of the people who work for the city see economic development as new buildings or tax incentives. But as soon as you talk to an educator or a neighborhood leader, it becomes about quality of life, which really draws people here. And yet, there's an amazing entrepreneurial scene here. So economic development is really broad.
Code for America surely was attracted to Kansas City because of Google Fiber and the potential of high-speed internet. But standing in the shadows of a PowerPoint with big, bold letters that read, How to City, Code for America fellow Ariel Kennan says the new app is for everyone.
This would be the homepage to How to City, so it invites you to learn how to use technology.
Kennan unveiled the application prototype for the first time to a small group of city officials, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. She called it a how-to manual for civic engagement.
There would be a variety of lessons that you could go ahead and engage with. So it could be promote your business online, pay your taxes online.
While the How to City app is designed to help everyone, Gwendolyn Thomas has some concerns. She fields calls to the 311 helpline in the mayor's office in Kansas City, Kansas.
You know, it may work for some of our younger adults in the community, but we get a lot of calls from our seniors. And so they're not computer knowledgeable. You know, they don't have those tools.
Chris Kingsley with the National League of Cities says Code for America has had some enormous successes. In Philadelphia, for example, fellows found many didn't have internet, but most had cell phones. They posted questions on billboards and buses and developed a prototype that allowed residents to text back their responses to city government. But Kingsley said there are also potential pitfalls.
No matter what you do, these are going to be younger people used to using a different set of technologies. So there are some cultural barriers to talk across there, and that can be a really dynamic and fruitful relationship, or it can be a very frustrating one.
Back at the hackathon, you hear the word iteration a lot. That's hackerese for changes. Hyder says the fellows plan to continue tweaking the technology, making it easier to understand and more accessible. The technology, he says, is the easy part.
Keeping people engaged using these types of technology in the right way to ask questions and actually get valuable feedback, using it is the harder part.
Since the fellows unveiled their How to City app, they've been told they'll need to talk to more small businesses and revise it. Hyder says their work will continue until their fellowship ends in November. After that, Code for America has what it calls its brigade, a group of civic volunteers that will address the inevitable problems people will have using the new tools. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.